Snake Hips and Mo Don't Leave on KMFM Thursday night, where the Brits Critics' Choice nominee for 2017, Anne-Marie, is hanging out.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very good. I am loving your new single, Ciao, aww, Adios. It's
thank
such
you
a jam. I'm not going to lie. Like, Alarm was a song that I played over and over and over again. And you know when you're a bit worried about the follow-up because you're like, I love this song so much that...
Yeah.
I don't know whether I'm going to like the follow-up. And you smashed it. I love it. It's so
good.
So for somebody who is listening to it for the first time, what's it all about? How did it come together?
Well, all of my songs are true stories. So it's come from a part of my life where I was dating a horrible person. Well, to be fair, Alarm was the stage where I was trying to figure out, I found out he was cheating and I was like, oh, should I stay with you? Should I give you another chance? And then Ciao Adios is like the couple months later where I'm realising, no, never ever again am I going near you.
Was it one experience that just flicked in your head where you were like, actually, I am officially done with you?
Yeah.
What's the worst date you've ever been on?
Well, I haven't actually been on a date ever before.
What?
Ever. Yeah, ever.
So what in your head would be the worst date then? If you were going to turn up, if you were going to go on your first ever date tomorrow, what would be the collective of the worst things that could happen?
Oh, if they had really dirty nails.
Oh, no.
And bad breath.
So is that all you need? Dirty nails and bad... What if they're really nice, but they've just been digging in the mud for a while?
Nah, can't have it.
They're out of there straight away. On the flip side, what would be your dream date? Where would you go?
I think it would have to be somewhere really weird or different. Not what you would normally expect on a date. I wouldn't really like to go to a restaurant.
Okay.
I'm quite picky with my food as well, so it's always embarrassing. I always just really prefer a sandwich over like some expensive rabbit stew. Do you know what I mean?
Whereas if you're in a really posh restaurant and you just ask for like a sausage bap and then they're like, no, sorry, we've only got rabbit stew today.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Rockabye, because that was so crazily popular. Did you ever expect that you were going to get a Christmas number one?
No way. Not at all, no. Because there's so much music, it seemed impossible. Especially when it came out in October, you don't expect that it's going to be there for that long.
Yeah.
So when it was getting closer and closer, I was like, no way, still no way. But then it happened.
And it just kept going and going and going.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
It was such a welcome relief as well, because normally you get these really sort of cheesy Christmas songs, whereas Rockabye was an absolute jam.
Yeah.
How did you celebrate the Christmas number one?
I think I drank loads of blue WKDs. She works the
nights by the water. Clean Bandit, Sean Paul and Anne-Marie on KMFM. It's Rockabye on the hit list. You're listening to Glenn Scott, and Anne-Marie is hanging out this evening, and we need to talk about your Twitter bio. I'm sure you get this all the time. 3 times karate world champion.
Yes.
Are you planning on going for a fourth?
Oh, if I have enough time to train, then yes.
Because what goes into training to be a karate champion?
A lot of time, like which I don't have.
How many hours a week would you put in?
When I was doing it really a lot, it was about 4 hours or 5 hours a week. But that was like, I'd do it on Wednesday, Friday, Monday and 2 on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
Sunday mornings weren't the one, but...
Yeah, that sounds awful.
But
if you've been out on
time.
A Saturday. But how old were you when you won these championships?
Started when I was 9.
Okay.
I got my first when I was 12.
Okay, so you wouldn't have really been out on a Saturday night then anyway.
No, not that age. But then my last one was when I was 18.
Yeah, have you ever thought about working martial arts into your live show?
Yeah, do you know what? Sometimes I do just kick out randomly, just by accident, because I'm like, all of my songs are about like bad ex-boyfriends, so I'm always getting really angry during singing, and a random kick comes out every now and again. I always tell people to be careful in the front row.
I was about to say, do you always give yourself like a perimeter that nobody's allowed to step in, just in case you fancy doing like a roundhouse kick in the middle of an alarm? The Brits Critics' Choice as well was just something. You joined like a very exclusive group of artists.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Yeah, really good. I'm happy that people are recognising it, because I have worked for ages and really hard, so it's nice to for people to realise that, you know.
So what have you got in planning for 2017?
Well, I'm going to be working around this song Ciao Adios now for a while, and then I've got to do the video for the song, and then I'll be touring around, which will be announced on my social media soon, and then the album. So it's a pretty big year for me, to be honest.
Talking about Ciao Adios then being your plan for this year, I'm going to hit play on it on KMFM. Can I leave you to introduce it?
Yes. Hey, I'm Anne-Marie, and this is my new single, Ciao Adios.
Yeah.